This is News Talk.
Several of the papers this morning leading with the stabbing which occurred in Tala there. The Irish Daily Star, another young man gone too soon. Gardaí last night quizzing a man over the murder of Adamola Giwa as devastated pals pay tribute to the popular 25-year-old gym trainer who was stabbed to death in Tala in Dublin. That's also on the front of the Irish Daily Mirror. Stabbed footy star a hero. John Hand writing here that a former soccer ace knifed to death was a hero who once tried to save a drowning pal. Adamola Giwa was stabbed in Tala on Tuesday. A man has been arrested, and in 2018 he tried in vain to save a friend on holiday in Greece. His former teammates from Marks Celtic Club said he was a brilliant and talented footballer who loved the sport. You were a pleasure to train with, buddy. And the Irish Sun, cops quiz man on knife horror, community upset and in shock after brutal killing. That's on, as I say, several of the front pages this morning. On the front of the Irish Independent, they go with the news that 16 families are to sue the state after their loved ones contracted COVID-19 and died while in the care of state-run facilities and private nursing homes. Now, at 16 so far, one would imagine there could be more families who come forward to the State Claims Agency. It said the cases related to deaths that occurred in private nursing homes, community health units and hospitals during the pandemic. And as the Irish Independent says, this is the first wave of legal action over COVID-19 deaths. More cases expected to follow. Three of those cases relate to community health units and one relates to a hospital. The remaining 12 are private nursing homes, but where a claim has been made against the HSE. So we'll see what happens with that. On the front of the Irish Daily Mail, they again go with the maternity hospital restrictions. We heard a lot about this here on News Talk yesterday, and we heard from Professor Fergal Malone, who's the master of the Rotunda, talking on the Pat Kenny Show about we need more pregnant women and their partners vaccinated before we can lift restrictions, because about 60% of those patients or pregnant women and their partners or visitors, they aren't fully vaccinated. And in the Irish Daily Mail this morning, we are told that pregnant women and their partners will continue to face harsh restrictions at the Rotunda until 80% of those attending are fully vaccinated. So it's around 40% at the moment. You'd need a doubling before they'll consider lifting restrictions at that particular hospital. It's a story that just keeps running and running, and so many people on News Talk yesterday sharing their own experiences of how the restrictions have affected them as they wait for the birth of their baby. The Irish Examiner this morning has the very positive news that Ireland has donated over 1 million COVID-19 vaccines to some of the world's poorest countries. This is according to UNICEF, and firms and individuals have raised over €2.5 million weeks after the launch of the Get a Vaccine, Give a Vaccine campaign. And I'm sure you probably contributed if you got a vaccine, or maybe you know someone who did. When you got the vaccine, you went online and donated a vaccine through UNICEF. And there we go, 1 million vaccines donated by Irish people. Peter Power from UNICEF quoted in the Examiner as saying that the Irish response has been inspiring. And in fairness, when it comes to charity in Ireland, the Irish people are never really found wanting. We're always punching above our weight when it comes to charitable donations. The waiting list is on the hospital waiting list situation is on the front of the Irish Times. Waiting list for vital operations in the health service has grown by more than 10,000 since the end of 2019 due to the impact of COVID-19, and also the cyber attack on the HSE. That's continuing to have an impact. The data hasn't yet been published, but we're told that the waiting list for inpatient and day procedures had grown to 77,000, up from 66,500 at the end of 2019. So that's the impact, I assume, predominantly of the pandemic, but also of that cyber attack too. Now, the Irish Times also on its front page tells us that the Chinese government, it's quite a strange story, the Chinese government is paying an advisor to have an oversight role in the new Leaving Cert subject of Mandarin Chinese. That's after an agreement between the Department of Education and its counterpart in Beijing. And under this agreement, the Chinese Education Ministry will nominate and appoint an advisor for the Mandarin Chinese language course in secondary schools. It's quite an interjection here. The Beijing ministry will also provide qualified teachers from China to teach the course, with the teachers being paid by the Department of Education. So certainly the Chinese government getting involved with that. And also in the Irish Times this morning, staying with education, and again we have the reassurance that schools will open, and for some parents they're going, well, hold on, we didn't think they weren't going to reopen, what are you talking about? But in the Irish Times again this morning, we hear that primary and secondary schools are due to fully reopen in late August and early September, and Carl O'Brien tells us that all schools are going to get an updated Department of Education guidance shortly on how to safely reopen, and they're going to get details of the distribution of tens of thousands of new carbon dioxide monitors aimed at managing classroom ventilation. So this will be the advice given to schools that they should continue to operate existing infection prevention control measures, and that also you're getting this carbon dioxide monitor. That's going to start shortly as part of a new step to help schools stay safe. So we shall see what happens with that. Now, obviously, you're aware, I'm sure, of Britain's Prince Andrew and all the controversy surrounding him and the allegations and the lawsuit over the allegations of historical sexual abuse. And the Times of London tells us this morning that the Duke of York, even Prince Andrew, will never return to public life because of the US lawsuit. That's a source close to the Prince of Wales telling the paper there. Prince Charles believes that even if Virginia Giuffre's case against Prince Andrew fails, it's a reminder of the reputational risk to the royal family posed by the Duke's links to Jeffrey Epstein. So essentially, he's never really going to be seen in public again. He certainly won't be going around opening things or going to charity events or anything like that. You might see him at service at Christmas or stuff like that, or at a royal wedding or something, but he's not going to be in public life. But, you know, he lives in a big castle there, and he will be able to live quite a nice life, just not very, very public. Now, the Mirror this morning, speaking of public lives here, everyone's been talking about Ross and Rachel, Jennifer Aniston and David Schwimmer. Are they or aren't they going out? Well, it turns out that David Schwimmer has dismissed rumours that he's dating Jennifer Aniston. I don't know, do I believe this? I still think, you know, no smoke without fire or whatever. The pair played Ross and Rachel, obviously, as you know, I don't need to tell you that. But anyway, the rumours were that they were going out, and we heard at that big reunion that they did fancy each other years ago, but the timing was just never right. But now his representative has said, this is David Schwimmer's representative, has said that there's no truth in the rumour that they're going out, they're just good friends. I don't know, I still think that there's something there. Anyway, what do I know? The Irish Independent this morning has a warning for you. If you have a mobile phone and you're able to buy things on the mobile phone, be careful when your child gets a hold of it, because a young girl racked up almost €1,000 worth of Amazon orders on her mother's mobile phone without her mother's knowledge. County Antrim mother Hayley Carlisle thought someone had skimmed her card, but it was actually her six-year-old daughter who had treated herself to a shopping spree, and she really did treat herself. This is little Aria, as I say, who's 6 years old. She bought herself toys, a 500 quid Google Pixel phone, a climbing frame for the family cat, some makeup, clothing and pairs of shoes, and she even managed to select the right size at 6 years old, buy them all on the mother's mobile phone. The mother thought she was skimmed. Not the first case of this though, because earlier this year in Las Vegas it was reported that a 7-year-old managed to spend €2,500 on the Amazon website. Now, Amazon will say that the terms and conditions state that under 18s can only use Amazon if a parent or guardian is involved. So just, you know, when they start saying, ma'am, can I play with your phone? Yeah, that's grand, but just don't go onto any of those sites or you could find yourself facing a big, big bill. Anyway.
On 106 to 108 FM and newstalk.com. This is Newstalk.